Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Beauty and Beats show right here on Thou House the Radio. I hope everybody is having an amazing Sunday. It's your host, Royalty, and we're back for another week, another great show. That was indie artist Kim Burr with her track, Sex, Money, Drugs, or SMD. If you listen back a couple weeks back, we had Kim Burr on the show, and if you did not tune into that show, you can always check it out on demand at blogtalkradio.com/Thou House Radio, and you can check out the interview and everything on demand. So definitely check that out. I'm going to go ahead right now and bring in my co-host with me, the lovely Jahira. Hey, Jahira, how are you?
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, ma'am?
Nothing, man. Just got done with a wonderful weekend filled with nothing but filming people. Like, it's been, you know, like in Atlanta right now, it's BET Award weekend. In addition
right.
to another music conference, I want to say it's the AC3 music conference is going on this weekend. And it's just so much going on, but I have been getting into the movie world, so it's been pretty
interesting. Look at you!
It's been pretty interesting, but more like the behind the scenes, which I'm super excited about. But I guess I'll just say this little bit of it. We're getting ready to shoot a short film called Silent No More. And what I'll probably do is have some of the cast come on next Sunday to talk a little bit more about the film, because it's about to be pretty big. Got some major bad, and guess who's a partner in it? Yes, my girl, Jahira.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm super excited about that.
I clearly need to relocate because Jahira has everything going on. So, yeah, next week I'm going to have to be in Atlanta with Jay. That's all I'm saying right now.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that sounds amazing, though. I'm super excited. I can't wait to
have then yesterday, and I'm going to get my girl, too. I have to get her on here probably the following week. I'll see if I can get her on. But she's also in this short film, Raindrop Lopez. For those that don't know, Raindrop Lopez is the late, great Lisa Left Eye Lopez's little sister, and she is in the acting world as well. I had booked her to do a TV series on it hasn't been picked up yet, but it's in the works, and they did a little, I don't want to say little, because it was pretty big yesterday. They had a lot of people come out and support. It's called The Clairvoyance, the Ellis Files, and that's going to be coming soon, God willing, to a TV network where everybody can see. And she plays a rookie officer. I mean, yeah, cop. And it's kind of like a CSI type deal. So you'll see. It's a lot of stuff in the works, y'all. I'm super excited.
That is totally awesome. Yay, Jahira. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, we will be looking for that, you guys. That sounds super exciting. And I just want to say, too, so I just recently launched my website as well. So it's amrartistry.com. Yay! So I'm super excited about that. So definitely check that out. It's been an exciting week, I must say.
Yes. A lot of things in the works, and it's just the beginning of October.
I know.
So looks like we ending out this year with a nice, great beginning.
I think so.
That's what it's sounding like. Royalty and Jai.
Yes. And I'm going to Atlanta because Jahira has everything going on down there. So
not everything, but I'm definitely working on a few things. And it'd be great to have you, lovely lady.
Awesome.
But I'm especially excited about tonight. I mean, to be back on Beauty and Beat Sunday nights with our lovely listeners and continued fans that absolutely adore us every week.
I am too.
Super excited to be back. And then we have a great guest who, very talented R&B singer that I just can't wait to have him on. So he's getting ready to come out with a new project. And guess who's got the one up on his music?
Of course.
We do. Yeah.
I am super excited about our guest too.
Yeah, Raphael will be calling in later on the show at about 8 o'clock tonight. So y'all just make sure y'all get tuned because we got great stuff to talk about in beauty and entertainment. And, man, there's a lot in the world going on right now.
Yes, indeed. indeed, you guys. I'm excited as well. So, you know, of course, how we always do it, we've got what's new in beauty for you. We've got entertainment news. Jahira always has some awesome entertainment news for us. And then, of course, we've got Raphael at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. So don't you guys go anywhere at all. We are going to go ahead and get into a quick little music break here. And then when we come back, we'll have what's new in beauty for you. So for all you ladies out there, get your pen and paper out so you can get all the inside information on what's going on this week in beauty. And we will be right back.
Slick, slick, Amsterdam, Amsterdam.com.
You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so in need you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're you are my love, I got it for you.
Forever
and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart. I know I never gotta worry about you hurting me, hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so in need you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're to know if you are my love, I got it for you.
You gotta be.
Guys, we are back. That was Takara Hamilton with All In. If you guys like that track, make sure that you call us up here at 646-595-4038 and let us know what you think about it. Always, you can also always call in and request any indie artist track that you would like on the show or that you hear on the show. We love to hear from you guys. If you're just now tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royal T, and I've got my co-host on the line, celebrity talent manager, Jahira. We are
hey,
just
hey.
About to, yeah, We are just about to get into some what's new in beauty for you guys this week, so I hope you are ready. Don't forget, up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we do have indie artist Raphael coming on with us, so don't you go anywhere. Make sure you stay tuned for that. All right, so let's talk about beauty, you guys, and what's going on this week. So first of all, I wanted to bring something up because I totally meant to say this like 2 shows back, and I didn't get to. And Jahira, me and you were talking about Zendaya and the whole the Barbie that they created in her image. But also, and I can't believe I totally forgot to mention that, Zendaya is also the new face for Chi. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the line of hair products and the oh-so-popular Chi flat irons and styling tools, but Zendaya is the first celebrity representative for the brand. And, yeah, so I meant to tell you guys that, of course. Yes. So congratulations to Zendaya. She is making waves in the beauty industry.
Yay.
There. So I want, so I definitely wanted to bring that up. Now, this piece of news I'm going to give you guys, I'm super excited about it. And I think it's about time that finally this beauty brand collaborated with, you know, an R&B artist, I would say. Well, they have, but Rihanna's more so pop. So anyway, you guys probably know who I'm talking about now. This is MAC Cosmetics. And guess who is teaming up with MAC for a new cosmetic collection? So I'm going to just give you just a few seconds here to see if you can guess. Give it a good one.
I got to guess. Oh, my gosh. Rihanna?
No, not Rihanna. So here you guys go.
Uh-oh, let me guess. Oh, my gosh. Not
okay, well,
Kylie.
Let's guess. No, it is not Kylie. Thank goodness, right?
Okay, yes. All right, go ahead. I'm
going to
stop guessing.
All right, you guys. MAC Cosmetics has teamed up with none other than Mariah Carey for a new makeup collection.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
That's
so
cool.
That's I know, right? That is exciting. So, yes. Mimi, Mariah Carey has teamed up with MAC Cosmetics, and they are launching a new collection that is set to debut during this holiday season. So it is coming up very quickly, you guys. And
wait a minute. So she's got, I'm going to let you finish because she is doing some major things. Apparently, she's got a cosmetic line coming out in the holidays, and she's going to have another holiday song.
Oh, all right, Miss Mariah. Well, I'm gonna finish this up really quick. I'm gonna say this: Mariah collaborated with MAC on this cosmetic line, and is definitely designed with the biracial girl in mind. And that is what she said. So she has this particular, I guess, the signature lipstick that will be in the collection. It is a frosty champagne lipstick named All I Want. And she said that lipstick was specifically designed with the biracial girl in mind. So I cannot wait to see this line. And you can find out more info about this collaboration on yourweb.com. And that's www.eurweb.com. But she does say, quote, unquote, I have to read this. She says, MAC has a long history of diverse collaboration. She says, and I'm a different looking person. She says, when she says different, she says, I mean, I am an ambiguous looking person. Most people have a difficult time being like, what is she? This is going to be something that a lot of different people will be able to feel like they can wear, and it will look good on them, because I kept that in mind when we were working on the collection. So, you know, this line is, you know, designed for our biracial ladies, but it also is diverse enough to fit a wide range of colors, because women of color come in all shades. So I think this is really huge for Miss Mariah, and I think this is going to be a great collection for all you ladies out there to look out for.
Yay! It's about time.
I know. So I'm like, yes. You know, first it was Riri, so I have to say they did. They've already collaborated with Rihanna, but I think this is great that they've they're collaborating now with Mariah Carey, and I believe
did
this collection is part.
Did you know that they came out with a Selena makeup line?
I did. It hasn't launched yet, but it's coming. It's supposed to be launching, I believe, at the beginning of 2016. Yes, indeed.
I was like, oh, because you know who's been promoting like crazy about it? Erica Mena.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. She's been talking about this all over. Like, apparently her love, she's like a huge fan of J-Lo. But she really likes Selena as well, which I find interesting because I think she was a lot young. I'm not sure. I don't know her age. But.
Yeah. I don't know her age either, but I think you're right. Because I was a fan of Selena's too, so, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I was
so. Too, yeah.
I used to be damn it. Dee bum bum.
Right. I know. Don't laugh. I totally like printed out all the lyrics in Spanish so I could sing along with her. Like, you know, I don't know what I'm saying, but I just wanted to be able to sing along with Selena. So I printed out all the Spanish lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah. I love her. Selena's. Let me tell you, I didn't print anything out, but I do love her and what she had done during her days here.
Right. Definitely. So, you guys, that is definitely another collection to look out for, and it is debuting, I believe, beginning of 2016. That is the Selena collection for MAC, and her sister Susie is actually working with MAC for that line. So that should be really, really
Ooh.
Cool. Yeah.
Susie was in the group with her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was actually whole family.
Yep. So that is super exciting. I can't wait for that. Yep. Amazing. That is going to be super exciting. So MAC is doing big things. There are a ton of cosmetic brands out there with different collections and things, but I will definitely say MAC is the one that keeps it exciting with the different collections and the fact that they are collaborating with a lot of different music artists and things. I think that's super exciting. So kudos to MAC for that one. All righty. So next up here, I don't know if you guys know if you are really into the beauty world. I mean, and you probably heard her name anyway. She is a legend in the beauty world, and her name is Pat McGrath. She has launched her own product line. So not only has Pat McGrath worked with a ton of celebrities, she's also consulted on a lot of different cosmetic lines that are out there, Gucci, L'Oreal, oh my gosh, there's so many. But she has launched her own product line, which debuted during Paris Fashion Week, which was this past week. And the first item from the collection is this multi-purpose liquid by the name of Gold 001. And it is a beautiful metallic gold. Now, I've seen a couple of pictures with this product being used. So I say that it's a multi-purpose liquid because I've seen it on the eyes, I've seen it on the lips, which is absolutely gorgeous. And as a matter of fact, Pat McGrath used the color on the model's lips during the Prada Spring 2016 fashion show and also on Kim Kardashian for the Violet Gray spread. So the color is absolutely gorgeous, and again, it is multi-purpose, so you can use it for a lot of different things. It is meant to give you that luxurious feel. You can look for this product to hit the patmcgrath.com website in late October. So you guys make sure you watch out for that as well and add a little bit of luxe to your makeup collection for this fall season. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So, Yeah. So last but not least, I've got top four popular fall fragrances for you guys to check out and try. You guys know how I am about the fragrances, and we've talked about different ones that are set to launch for this fall season. But we've got the top four fall fragrances that are currently popular right now, one being the Nicki Minaj Pink Print fragrance. I have not smelled that as of yet, so I've got to take some time to actually go try that out, but it is a top fall fragrance. Tom Ford's Noir, and guys, that is for you. So you can definitely check that one out. Marc Jacobs Decadence is one. And the final fragrance on the list is Yves Saint Laurent, and that's Black Opium. So those are the top four fall fragrances. If you guys are interested in checking those out, you can check those out in your local department store, or, of course, you can also purchase them online. And that basically concludes what's new in beauty for you this week. You guys, make sure that you watch out for Mariah Carey's new collection with MAC that is going to be debuting during this holiday season. So definitely check that out. And I had one little tidbit of fashion news, and I'm probably late. You guys probably have already heard this, but Ralph Lauren has stepped down as chief executive of his brand. Did you know that?
What? No, had no idea.
Yes, he has. And actually, Old Navy's Stephen Larson will be taking over the brand. Now, Ralph Lauren says he will still be active in his retail empire, but he is stepping down as chief executive of the brand.
And why is that?
He didn't say. Look, Ralph is tired. Ralph is tired.
You know what's funny? I was just going to mention that a friend of mine bought me Ralph Lauren fragrance, bought me some perfume, and I love it. I absolutely love it. But that's
I'm a big fan.
Instagram. We'll see how his stuff is going to go. It's going to run it now.
Yeah, that's Stephen Larson. Guy, and I believe he was over, or he is over Old Navy. He will also be over Ralph Lauren, and but Ralph Lauren said he's still going to have a hand in, you know, how the brand is ran. So, yeah, I think that's pretty interesting too. I am definitely a fan of Ralph Lauren, have been for a very long time, and a fan of Ralph Lauren fragrances as well, and. So I'm curious to see how everything pans out.
We shall see.
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, you guys, we're going to go ahead and get into another really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what's going on in the entertainment world, because I know there is a lot of stuff going on. So you guys, don't go anywhere, and we will be back in just a moment.
Bricks them girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom. Queens them girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom. Trinity them girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom. Jamaican girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He said he want a piece like Manowar. Pat pat on the kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars. He tryna kick it like a ninja. He tryna stick it like syringes. He don't ever play the benches, so I'ma let him touch it. They be playing with some hinges.
I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you ready to come here and get it.
With it, at y'all then.
Bitch, them girls in my pot, they boom boom. Them I wind up them waist in my pot, they boom boom. Queens, them girls in my pot, they boom boom. Them a pot the boom boom. Trinity them girls, them a pot the boom boom. Them a wine up them waist, them a pot the boom boom. Jamaican girls, them a pot the boom boom. Them a wine up them waist, them a pot the boom boom.
Put it in his face like a cop badge. He wanna pun it like a hashtag. He gonna have to get the wash rag. If he shoot it up, I'ma bust back. Them island girls is the bandits. American girls run the planet. South African, European, Asian, Australian, and my Canadian girl. I know that you want it. I see that you.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
All the bad boys try to push up on me. If you want a bad girl.
With Dem Trini Girls and also Jasmine Sullivan with Brand New. If you are just now tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dalhousie Radio. I'm your host, Royal T, and I've got my co-host on the line, Jahira. And you guys, hey. if you want to call in, comment, join in the conversation, talk about anything, just say hi. You can always call us at 646-595-4038 because we would love to hear from you.
We just finished up with our What's New in Beauty segment, and if you missed any of it, you can always check it out on demand at blogtalkradio.com/Dalhouse Radio. Also, we are always posting out the links to the shows, so if you see one of the links tweeted out or on Facebook, you can always catch the episode from there as well. Now we're about to get into some entertainment news, and I know Jahira has all the good stuff for us. So what's going on in the entertainment world this week?
Oh, man, unless you've been under a rock, you don't know anything about what's been happening with Justin Bieber.
Oh, Lord.
Because
so,
you
okay,
gotta know what happened with Justin Bieber. So he was on a vacation somewhere. I want to say it was Bora Bora. And he happened to walk out naked with everything hanging out, you know, just showcasing all of his goods. And a nice paparazzi popped up, and it's all over the news. It's all over papers. It's all in the media. You can Google it.
Of course.
And you will see the nice package that Justin Bieber has. But here's the crazy part. Justin also, I mean, not Justin, but Bette Midler had something to say, because apparently Justin's father tweeted that he is proud of his son's penis size. That's what his dad said. So the lovely Bette Midler had to say, she tweeted as well, apparently. I didn't even know Bette was on on social media like that. But she said, I think the biggest, pardon my French, but the biggest, I think the biggest dick in this situation is the dad who abandoned his son.
Oh.
That is what Miss Bette Midler had to say. Yeah.
You know what,
it's
though.
Not...
No, I...
What do you have to say?
Okay. So...
You seen it, right? You seen it. I know you seen it. Go on.
Yeah. You seen it.
Don't leave me out here by myself. And all the listeners out there, you can call in, too, and chat it up with us at 646-595-4038.
That is so funny. So, I mean, okay, that Justin is grown, okay? So, I mean, I really don't have an opinion. I'm not going to. An opinion about that picture. How about that? We're going to go with that one. But I don't really have an opinion about his dad being proud of his son's penis size, you know? I guess a dad would be proud, you know? I guess. I don't know. But I'm just saying, as far as Bette Midler is concerned, you know, Bette has been having actually quite a bit to say. She actually commented as well before on Ariana Grande's outfit at one of the award shows. And I will have to look up and find out exactly what she said. But
wait, who has something to say? What?
Bette Midler. Yes.
I love her.
Girl, Betty in everybody's business.
I'm like, did they create this Twitter under her name, or is it really hers?
You know, I am not sure, but Bette be vocal about stuff. Like, she lays dormant for a while. Like, you forget Bette is on social media, and then she just come out and she will say some stuff like she just said about Justin Bieber's dad. So, I don't know. I think Justin's grown. I mean, I would probably feel some kind of way a little bit more if he was younger and, you know, his dad's like, yeah, you know, kudos to the size of his penis out there. But, I mean, Justin is grown, and I guess if Justin is, you know, his dad is proud of it, then I guess he's just proud of it. But, yeah, that she will just come out of nowhere on you and tell you exactly what she thinks. I'm going to have to find out exactly what she said to Ariana Grande. But, yes,
Bet be on Twitter getting people.
She be getting it in.
She does. Oh, my gosh.
So, but, you know, Dustin is grown, but nobody was expecting that package, let me just say.
Okay. I mean, no. Should we all be proud of Justin? I don't know.
I don't know about being proud. I just wasn't expecting that. So, all right. So, enough of Justin. Did you know that Ice-T is a soon-to-be daddy?
What? Not
Coco Tim is T. Pregnant. She is 30 weeks.
Wow.
She is 30 weeks, girl. She is pregnant, and she looks great. Oh, my gosh, she's so pretty.
Oh, my God. I am happy for them. I am, like, really happy for them.
But I'm
That's
like,
awesome.
You know, he's up.
Congratulations, Ice-T, with your cool self. Congratulations to you and Coco.
Indeed, indeed. So apparently there's been a Vanity Fair interview with none other than Rihanna.
Uh-oh.
And once again, they're talking Chris Brown relationship.
She's not going to get away from that issue.
They're never going to write that down.
No.
And then she calls Rachel Dolezal a hero. So for those of you that are interested in knowing what's happening in this whole Chris and Rihanna relationship, pick up the next Vanity Fair. You'll read all about it.
I cannot wait to check it out.
And guess who? Okay, first I have to tell you from the beginning. I have to tell you first. Guess who made a trip to San Francisco, and it was for the it was in support of Obama. It's basically it was a trip traveled to San Francisco over the weekend to attend the Democratic National Committee fundraiser for the President Barack Obama. You're never going to guess.
I'm not. Okay. Just tell me, Jahira.
Which I find weird because he just said he's running for president in 2020.
Kanye.
It's our next president. You guessed it right. Kanye and what's her name? Kim Kardashian. They took a trip up there for President Obama, and apparently the president took to the stage and gave Kanye some important advice with regards to his future 2020 presidential bid.
Oh, gosh.
But then guess what he did? This is amazing, okay? Apparently, while he was there, American Idol was doing their audition at the same time in San Francisco. And Kanye auditioned.
Oh, Lord.
He auditioned.
Really?
And this is, it's a video. Kim apparently posted it on her Instagram. But there's a video. It says, he's going to Hollywood. Kanye West swung by to audition for our judges. And, of course, he got a golden ticket. Guess what song he performed?
What song?
Gold Digger.
Okay, Kanye.
It's official. Kanye's running for president. He's doing some major stuff. Just saying.
I want some of whatever it is that Kanye is smoking every day. I'm just saying, because he is doing the most. Wow. Well, let's see. Are you going to vote for him, Jahira?
Uh-oh, sorry, I missed what you just said.
Oh, I said, are you going to vote for Kanye? Hello?
I don't know. Ain't that crazy? You know, I'm technically not supposed to tell you who I'm going to vote for. I could get in trouble for this.
Okay. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna make you incriminate yourself. So we're just gonna go ahead. And
but I will tell you who I will not vote for, and it's not gonna be who you know. It's not gonna be. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So. Mm-hmm.
I totally gotcha.
As everybody knows, it is BET Award Weekend here in Atlanta. Everything is going on, obviously. Everybody's in town. Diddy was having some parties. Who else? Snoop is in the building. He done came out. Everybody's here. It's crazy traffic everywhere. If you're in Atlanta, you already know. Make sure you travel at least 2 hours before you're trying to get through wherever you're trying to get. Because in addition to that, it's Gay Pride Weekend, so everybody is in town.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is
everybody's
awesome.
Everybody's
so
in Atlanta.
Hip-hop awards.
Always something going on. Huh?
I said this is for the BET Hip-Hop Awards.
It's the BET Hip-Hop Awards, yep.
Awesome.
It's a lot of stuff happening, which is pretty cool, but I'm not, like, the BET Awards were actually this past Friday. And, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, breaking news, look at me, breaking news. So, apparently rapper Scarface was arrested after receiving his career honors at the BET Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta. So he got an award and then he got arrested.
That's one of the reasons I do not make it a point to go to these events here. That event. Like, I would rather, if it were the R&B, that would be a different story. But,
right. But guess what? This was on child support. Child support. Yes. Greta Cameron got him after the award. So it says Scarface was booked into an Atlanta jail Saturday on child support contempt charges shortly after appearing at the 2015 BET Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta. He is currently being held. Yeah, at the Fulton County Jail on a charge of child support contempt, according to county records.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Scarface.
Right.
She's like, well.
And they've been looking for him, but they knew where they'd find him.
Right.
That's
what I don't
get. Remember that incident that happened some years ago with Snoop, matter of fact? He was, was it when his bodyguard had shot somebody?
Okay.
And and then he went to, I want to say it was the BET Awards, or it might have been Vibe Awards. And they just came up on the stage. Did they come to the stage? Or they waited till he got off the stage, and that's when they took him in. It was crazy.
Crazy.
But,
like, go ahead. Go ahead and accept your award, and we'll be waiting on you. Right.
Yeah. We're right here. You ain't going nowhere. But that, my friends, is it for entertainment news today. I'm just excited because soon we're going to have our guests calling in, and next week we'll have some more stuff going on.
Yes, indeed. That was some great stuff for entertainment news. And I did want to say one thing, in case anybody does not know, The Color Purple is returning to Broadway this fall with, of course, Jennifer Hudson playing none other than Suge Avery. So you guys should check that out. I believe it starts in November.
Okay.
So that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. All right, you guys. Well, while we are waiting for our guests, we're going to go ahead and get into another break here. And you guys, don't go anywhere. You know that our guest, Raphael, will be here with us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And that is about in 10 minutes, you guys. So let's go ahead and get into some music. And when we come back, we should have our guest on the line with us. We'll be right back.
The best. Okay. The next, you my ex. Oh, I swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref.
Okay.
But baby, I am a champion. Lay back out, ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself first. This nigga acting
crazy.
Bedroom like a boxing ring. At each other's necks all day. No, they
shit.
Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face. Keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rock. 2 rounds gone, red for 3. Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay-per-view, what I'm about to do. Boy, so gone, free me your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Yeah, I'm heated, but I need it.
We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey!
Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a scorpion, yo, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she don't leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA with it.
Yeah.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face, nigga.
Damn.
Get it up, baby. I just wanna play with it.
Bring it.
Let me play
back.
With
bring
it.
Bring it.
We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rock.
Yeah. By the way, Mila J. I'm so Atlanta, she's so LA. She's so LA.
Hey.
By the way, Mila J. I'm so Atlanta, she's so LA. I ain't trying to be cocky, man, but I beat it up like Rocky, man.
I want you to put somebody on him.
All right, sugar.
You got a girl who can turn him out?
I have got a girl whose pussy is so good, if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine. Let's do it.
I've got a girl.
got a girl, pussy hey. So good.
Got
good.
Your man,
I
Memphis Mo.
Pussy, hey. Good.
From M Town to H Town to A Town to Shot Town. Let's go.
I got a girl, pussy so good. She got these niggas out here fighting in the hood. Trying to claim her, we used to gang bang her. Pussy so good, it'll change you. She'll make a player cuff, you'll never get enough. Can't look her in the eyes when you fuck. You gotta try to hit it from behind so she can't get all in your mind. Pussy good and she super fine. Baddest bitch around, I'll make you bust and keep you up. If she ain't better than Super Hit, she next runner up. I'm talking straight slut, make your fantasy come true. But the pussy so good, she can't only fuck with you.
Pussy, pussy,
pussy, pussy, so good, good. Pussy, 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 so good, good. Pussy, so good, good. Pussy, so good. I got a girl, her pussy so good, ain't. Have a nigga riding around all day looking through the hood, ain't. Pick up the phone, I'm on my way, I wanna feel that thing. The way you work them hips will drive a man insane. Bad bitch with a bad mouth, when she on the pole, niggas cash out. And she guarantee you bust a nut in minutes before you pass out. And she throwing that ass, niggas don't wanna let go of that ass. Don't like the pussy, you must be a fag, a gay or something. Don't matter to me, cause it's more for the money. Niggas is bees and she got that honey. Sunshine pussy, must be from Florida. Give me that cookie, I'm placing my order. Nuke it, nuke it, like it come from the border. Look it, look it, can I touch it and fumble? Ooh wee, like a river is running. Fill her up and put this dick in her tummy. These niggas in love, but she chasing her money.
Pussy good, bring it back, break her back, make her scratch, make her squeal, make her talk, she's a rat, pop a pill, make it pop, you'll be back,
bad phone, dip it lay long, dip it real bad, dip it got my head gone, let her ride, get it right, back. Put your record in it, bit like slip and slide. Only get to the baller. Let lil' pussy make you stumble. Then lil' bitch, he'll taste like water. That lil' pussy run like fungus. Beat the water, like the sun. Probably feed you, then I bought it. Then lil' pussy is illegal. Had to stab it when I bought it. Damn.
Pussy, 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 so good, good. Pussy, 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 so good, good.
Hey, look, pussy so good, when she walks, she said tickle. Tattoos on the body, she got piercings on the nipple. Dance at club, stroke a Monday night in Magic City. Tuesday, she a folly, she said, baby, come and get me. I got some hoes up at Onyx, I put them bitches on Molly. Then we go out and go party, then we go home and get naughty. She put that pussy on the nigga, get the squirting. Throwing money, then she get the twerking. Girl on top of girl, I get the working. Body serving purpose, bitch a perfect. D-Live throwing G-sign. Bad bitch on the east side. Fine hoe on the south side. Bring that pussy on outside. Hit the horn and I skate. Take your bitch on one date. Take her back to my place. Pussy all in my face.
Pussy, 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 so good, good. Pussy, pussy, so good, good.
All right, guys, we are back. That was Memphis Mo with So Good. And before that, that was Mila J featuring B.O.B. with Champion. If you guys like those tracks, you can always give us a call here at 646-595-4038. You can request them during the show and let us know if you like it, if you don't like it, if you want to request something else, you know, always hit us up. We look forward to hearing from all of our fabulous listeners out there. You are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-host, Jahira, on the line. It is the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and we have our guest with us. So,
yay.
You guys, yay! So, without further ado, you guys, let's go ahead and welcome Raphael to the show. Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Welcome, Raphael.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I was listening to the show. I really dig what y'all talking about.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Is this your first time you listen to the show? Because, you know, if you tell me the truth and you say that you have not heard us before, I don't know how I'm going to feel.
I'm going to go with the truth, man, even if it hurts. Even if it hurts, I'm going to stick to the truth.
You making them sweat over there, Jahira. Don't do that. No.
Man, my boy, what you've been up to? I know you got a whole lot of new things going on, but for those, we got to rewind and give people a background on you and let them know, you know, what inspired you to become.
I've been singing since I was a kid. So I grew up on Usher, Tyrese, Boyz II Men, and them. And ever since then, like, you know how everybody changed their dream from elementary school? That was my dream since then. So that's just what it was. I knew what it was young, what I wanted to do.
Okay. So when you say you was young, how old do you remember or think that you were?
I was probably like 6, because I had to relearn English around 4 or 3. So it's about like 6 or 7, I would say.
Wait a minute, relearn English?
Yeah. Because I
spoke another language?
Yeah. Oh, I'm Haitian, so.
Oh, nice.
Fair.
My boule, man. Comment y'a
dit? Je parle en français. Je comprends en créole. Je comprends en créole. Je ne parle.
So you speak French.
So
I lived in Miami. Huh? Oh man, I miss you too, man. We got a listening party. We gonna talk about this new project you got going on. Let's just go on ahead and get into that now. Tell us about this new project you got going.
It's called After Death, and pretty much the avenue I'm going with it is I'm claiming it as like the death of the old me, the person who was stopping me from being who I needed to be, who I know I am inside. And so from here on out, it's like a whole new gear, a whole new person almost. So that's the kind of... I'm going with it.
So you feel like you is a brand new you?
Yep.
What's changed? Like, has anything changed in your music?
Well, my music has always been, I want to say I'm more freer than I was when we first linked up, as far as my mind. I feel freer and more able to do what I really want to do without, you know, kind of worrying about what others feel about me. I'm more kind of like in my lane. I'm more happier. So I feel like hopefully after this project, after I laid everything out on the line, you can start hearing the exponential growth of the new stuff I've been working on.
Okay, so who's inspired you on here?
You said who's inspired me on here?
Yeah, who's inspired you on this new you?
Just me, just thinking. Like, I've always been a forward-minded, and I'm very self-aware. When I was just thinking about, I finally got into it with the fact that I believe everybody deserves to shine. You know, in your world, you're the most important person in your world. So in my world, I should be the most important person with respect to your world. So in my world, this is... like, I want to be great. So I'm just living in my world and focusing on being great.
Oh, you growing up to be a fine young cannibal.
Yeah. So, Raphael, describe your sound, because it's different. I love it. So how would you describe your sound or the type of artist that you are?
Free.
Free.
That's it. I hear it.
It's free.
It's free. That's the only thing I could describe it, because I literally just do what I want. I have no limitations. I have what I want.
If I do like you write your music?
Yeah. I usually write the first verse and the hook, and I freestyle the rest of it.
Oh, that's hard.
Thank you.
What about producing?
Producing? No, I don't produce. Well, I don't beat make. I produce, but I don't beat make.
So you play instruments?
Yeah, I play the piano, the guitar, and a little bit of the drums, just a little bit.
Wow.
Let me just tell you, okay, I used to be on another show, and guess who serenaded me?
Ah.
He can sing. He can sing.
awesome.
But yeah, he definitely has a lot of talent. Very happy to see you still going at it and doing what you do, pushing forward and allowing yourself to be free, because most artists, you know, nowadays, well, not even nowadays, but labels and everything, they try to run your craft or your creativity, and it makes it hard for you to be you and do you. So that's awesome that you're standing up and you're doing that.
Thank you very much.
So is there a particular song, because I don't know how you're doing your promotion, but is there a song that's like, because I know you sent us three songs, but which one would you like for us to play first, I should say?
I know you got to play Working for the Devil. I actually just dropped it, so I know.
I want to leave the number one, like the single. I want to leave that one for last, just to keep people, you know, waiting. Like that's the one that you're releasing. So that needs to be the last one. Sorry, I didn't mention it.
I would say play Stay Lit first. It's actually called Coping, but Stay Lit is kind of more catchy.
And what is okay. How did that song come about? What inspired it?
I'm just like, I found a way, like, I kind of like to look at different angles of things, or why people party, and then that kind of, and you know, why people go out, drink, smoke, all that. And I kind of put it in a, you know, you're just trying to hide from your problems type thing. So, like, it's kind of weird how you got to kind of listen to it and listen to the words and see where I'm going with it.
Now, for those listeners out there that have a question for Raphael, feel free to call us at 646-595-4038. And if Miss Royalty is ready, I would love for you to go ahead and introduce your new, or this song we're getting ready to play.
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Miss Royalty? All right.
I am.
It's your boy, Raphael. Can't you tell? We are on Dollhouse Radio. About to play Stay Lit for you. Turn up one time.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups. I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
stay lit.
Turn up, turn up,
y'all stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left. Sipping on this,
oh my God,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cut one. I got problems big enough to break the realest niggas.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. I do not know, when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit.
Yeah,
stay lit.
Turn up, turn up,
yeah, stay lit.
Turn up,
turn
up,
turn
up,
turn
up, turn up,
turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
Nice. That's a nice little sexy joint. I like that.
Yes, it is. Feeling it. I'm feeling it. Oh.
That's the remix, Jahira.
That's my remix, and I'm sticking with it. So tell us, like, do you have any upcoming shows, anything coming up where, you know, you want people to be aware of and come and check you out?
The next biggest event that I'm planning is the listening party. So if anything, if anybody can come through to that, that'll be dope. As far as shows, my campaign and management, we decided to kind of work on more building on the outside as well and more social media marketing before we start. So we can create our own little world out here. Instead of trying to fit in,
right. Get
in.
So you got a listening party coming in.
Turn up.
Where all the who is going to be at.
Turn up.
Right.
Miss Royalty, you going to fly in for that?
I need to. I do. Just let me know when.
Friday.
It's that Friday.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Jahira,
I
told you I was coming. Look, I told you I was coming, Jahira.
Yeah, she sure did say she was coming this weekend. She was like, I'm coming out there. That's hilarious. That remains to be seen. So,
that should be exciting, though.
Do you have any collaborations? Any, if you don't have a collaboration, anybody you would love to collaborate with?
On a project or just in general?
In general.
Now I don't have any collaborations as of yet, but when I do start to open that up, I want to reach out to the kind of the Ty Dolla $ign, McCone and Drake, the little circle. That's
mm-hmm.
where I want to go with it. That's actually dope. I think right now.
Yeah.
Are you funny? But yeah, man. That's kind of the lane I want to kind of bunch shoulders with.
But you was going to say something.
Ooh, me?
Yeah, you was about to say something.
Mom.
I thought he was about to. Didn't it sound like he was going to say, or is it just me?
It did.
But he sounded like he was about to say something. See?
Nah.
It was just me.
Nah, y'all instigating.
Um, So quick question for you. Do you, I mean, tell us about, wait, so the single is Working For?
Working For the
That's
Devil.
That's the single you're releasing? Yeah. So
yeah.
Tell us about Midnight.
Midnight, it's actually the intro to my project, and it's kind of it's just me coming out and pretty much letting you know that, like, I'm here. Like, I'm here and I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, why did you call it Midnight? Tell us the truth. Don't make stories up.
<Just stick on.
laughs> He's over there thinking. He's thinking too much.
Y'all check the cover, right? How on the tomb it says 11/59/60.
Mhm.
Right. Mhm.
Okay, midnight. So just stick around. I got something planned.
So you don't want to.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I guess with nothing else left to say, midnight is up next.
Turn up.
Here we come.
Cause they hate me, but because my relevant participation. They are so baffled, my entry to music has caused a worldwide meditation. Got folks in their feelings like words in these verses were made to be their dedication. It's possible I have a short switch inherited because I'm young and I'm Haitian. I want my Grammy right now, I'ma mask up and go since we talking about lacking of patience. Yeah, niggas take trips to strip clubs for relaxing while I be on stripper vacations. Hard work be talent, if talent don't work, I'm the shit and no fuck consistent punctuation. I'm finally booting up for you, I'm back and so sorry for keeping you waiting. I know the fact I've been missing seems more like me just misbehaving. Sometimes when I'm done painting pictures, I lose time and awe of my great creations. For some reason lately, Mary and Henny have become the method of choice when it comes to sedation. She know I will always love her, but I'm focused on me, I'm never mistaken. Your first impression of me, but I've been putting work since rap was in the basement. Trying to be a better man, good man, opposite of the nigga that raised me. Rough growing up, now nothing fazed me, these niggas angry. Cause they don't see no evidence of them for them to say that they made me. I been coulda killed you artists, I was just being lazy. My palms have been itching like crazy. I'm about to have your wife dirty dancing for me just like Swayze. Blunt is roll, so get the fire up. She riding with the front tire up. I won't cuddle, I won't lie to her. If you cold and get your iron up, don't care if you turn them sirens up. If I'm wrong or if I'm right, don't read me my rights, that is not enough. Nope, no, that is not enough. And her name was Justice, she loved black dudes, said she fucked a lot of us. But she only bail when it's time to post bail, she would keep you in jail with a lot of us. Ask me who I'm texting, don't you need a warrant for that? Matter of fact, I won't answer those questions, it ain't elections, bitch, stop guessing. Don't fuck with hoes because they messy, sexy but ain't worth the stressing. The girls I like be low-key with it, got IG but you'll never get it. She capable of changing weather, she stacking up cause change is better. The ones I hit, she'll never hit her, that's mainly cause my aim is better.
That was good.
Alright, that was deep. I wasn't expecting that. So you rapping now. He's switching it up on us. He's showing us his multi-talented.
Right.
That's dope though, I like it. That was dope. I like it a lot.
So,
what about you, Ms. Royalty? What you think?
I loved it. I loved it definitely. And I'm actually, I was just about to ask him, I'm curious to know the motivation behind Working for the Devil. That's an interesting title for a song. So,
well, I kind of went with, I know guys will understand it a little bit better. You meet a girl that she's just too perfect to be true. Like, she's too perfect. There's no way you can meet somebody this perfect. And you get there and you're like, there got to be something wrong with her. She has to be. She got something wrong. So she
got
to be working.
Now you know
for
you got two girls.
Right.
She over there laughing. You got two women on the phone. We listening, though.
Oh, I love that. Makes the woman feel sexy. So, you know, guys, we understand it on a different level, but I feel like when women listen to this, they kind of, they feel sexy. What girl doesn't like to feel like the man they messing with cannot control themselves around them?
Uh-oh. So.
Right.
Uh-oh. All right. So you wrote this song?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, then. I guess we need to go on
ahead.
Is that
a true situation?
Yeah. First conversation. But we're going to let y'all hear the music. I ain't got to tell it. Let the music tell it.
Okay. Well, go on then, Miss Royalty. We ready?
All right. Here we go. Working for the Devil.
Turn up.
Brown skin, soft smile, just look at you, girl. Breaking rules, don't you make me throw this book at you, girl. Your booty, switch around, must know I look at you, girl. How'd you ever get so perfect? I mean, look at you, girl. Who you working for? Tell me who you working for. Who you working for? Tell me who you working for. Who you working for? Tell me who you working for. Who you working for? You must be working for the devil. You working for the devil. You working for him. You working for him. You working for the devil. You working for the devil. You working for him. You working for. You must be working for the devil. You working for the devil. You're way too perfect. You're way too perfect. You working for the devil. You working for the devil. I see the horns. It's in your charm. Girl, it's in the way that you move your hips. Usually in control, why I feel like this. Shots of amaretto got me thinking I'm rich. Make me wanna throw it all, what you put in my drink. You stare me in my eyes while you arch your back. Had kids, baby, how your body heal like that? Usually it's fuck women and get money, but tonight, I don't feel like that. Lights down low, we feel like a vacation. Things kinda change when you find out I'm Haitian. You know I would throw a couple bands, throw a couple bands. Baby, I'm a fan, baby, do your thing. No, I understand you the mug devil. Full-blooded rap. Trying to seduce my pockets, I'd be damned if I let you. But you don't even let me get my word in this discussion. You pour me a couple shots, get on the pole and get the bus. And I be trying to fight back, pop, pop. I don't wanna throw it, drop, drop. Pour a couple shots, shots, shots. I cannot control it, pop, pop. Effort, I'ma blow it, I got way more money, I'll figure out something. Shouldn't have trusted this girl for nothing. Once I found out who she working for, you must be working for the devil. You working for the devil. You working for him, you working for him, you working for the devil, you working for the devil, you working for him, you working for, you must be working for the devil, you working for the devil, you're way too perfect, you're way too perfect, you working for the devil, you working for the devil, I see the harm. It's in your charm. Wait,
wait, wait. I don't even know what to say, say, say. Watching you do whatever it takes, takes, takes. A struggle not to give it all away, wait, wait. You lying if you say you can't relate, late, late. Might be fake, 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 or gay, gay, gay. I ain't judging, but if you telling me that you don't feel some type of way, when she dance some type of way, move her ass some type of way, why you came in here today? Throwing bands like you throw fits. When you pop it, I don't flinch. It's just me, myself, and almost called your ass a bitch, but you probably like that shit, right? Long as I put bad in front of it, right? Whispered in my ear to make you quit, right? Stop playing baby girl because I just might. Knowing me, when I snap into my senses, you'll be back up on a pole by the next night.
Dealer of the devil, your body's what you're selling.
I'm just trying to find a deal for you and your friend. This ain't gon' end. Know that my morals are clear, but none of my morals are here. Once I found out who she working for,
you must be working for the devil. You working for the devil. You working for him. You working for him. You working for the devil. You working for the devil. You working for him. You working for. You must be working for the devil. You working for the devil. You're way too perfect. You're way too perfect. You working for the devil. You working for the devil. I see the harm. It's in your charm.
Raphael, can't you tell?
Raphael, can you tell? Oh, and you. That's my new jam. I'm just saying. That is my new jam. I almost paused the song and said, this song got to be introduced in the proper manner, and then started over again. Because that song is so high. I love it. Are you performing it on Friday?
Excuse me?
Are you going to perform it?
I mean, if you come out.
Friday.
If you come out, you know.
Come out. Here we go. Well, then I guess I need to be in the building, huh?
Yeah.
No, but that's so. That's hot. You got some good stuff going on. Proud of you, man. Keep at it.
Appreciate you.
Make sure you let everyone know your social media, how people can find you and follow you and keep updated with about you.
Everything on social media is at WordRaph, WORDRAPH, at WordRaph, everything, Instagram, wherever you need to find me.
All right. You have a website?
It's in the works.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for hanging out with us tonight. I appreciate you. And good luck in everything you have coming up. Definitely keep us posted.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. I will see you guys Friday, 8 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Patient.
8 o'clock.
All right, and we would love to have you back, too, sometime.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
You guys follow me on Twitter, but definitely just keep in touch. I'm always here. Jaira, you've been fucking with me for a minute, so whatever you need, let me know.
Yes, sir. All right, thanks again.
Thanks for calling
Enjoy
in.
Enjoy your evening.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye. So
all right, you guys.
Ladies and gents.
I absolutely loved all three tracks. I did.
Good.
I did.
And yeah, he's dope. He's so dope.
Yeah.
He's so dope.
That
I can't wait to hear the other stuff he got. Cause,
I know.
Yeah. He's very talented.
Awesome. I really wish if there's some way in my schedule I can get down there, I will. But I can't wait, Jaira. I know you're going to the listening party, so that should be super exciting.
I'm going to be in the building, and I might just send you a video. Maybe I'll periscope it.
Oh, that would be dope, Jay. That would be really good.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I know.
Our time has come to an end.
Right. It just flew by. It goes so quickly, but it was a great show. And
yes,
I just want extend an extra thanks out to Raphael for coming through and sharing his music with us. And all of the tracks are awesome. And if you guys listening out there love those tracks as well, you can always call in and request them at 646-595-4038. Every Sunday we're here, 7 p.m. Eastern, so definitely make sure that you tune in. You can always follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beats DHR. That's Beauty, the letter N, Beats DHR. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry or on Instagram at AMR Artistry STL. We're on Facebook at Beauty and Beats DHR, so you can look us up there as well, just like the Twitter handle. And I'll let Jahira go ahead and give out all of her social media handles.
Follow me on Twitter at IM, that's IAM, JAHAIRA. My Instagram is IM_JAHAIRA, that's IM_Jahira. And then my Facebook is J World Group. So follow me.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for tuning in tonight. You know we will be back next Sunday, same time, same station right here on Dial House Radio. You guys make sure that you tune in and have an amazing rest of your Sunday. We will see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my bluff. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the side. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I call a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Stop doing 100, y'all in my rearview mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like, blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot.